Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 20th of June 2018, and this is the 825th Mole Out Loud podcast. I've just hung my washing out and I'm waiting for my fingers to thaw out again. It's very cold. It's very cold by Tasmanian standards. It's probably about 4 degrees. So I'm not sure how dry my washing's going to get. Not very, I suspect. I think it'll just hang limply. There's a huge jerry over the estuary and the river Derwent, and I am above it, but yeah, it's still, there's a whiff in the air of that fog up here as well, and I'm sure there would have been frost earlier this morning, but it's about 9 now and it's melted. And I'm sitting on my back doorstep and I'm not going on this, on the bike ride that I had put my hand up for and was going to go to the exhibitions out at Mona, and have the bike ride. It's a bit of a pity. It would be a lovely day to do it, and I'm sure they'll have a great time. But I'm also equally sure that this was the right decision to make. So it's good to be sitting here in my new warm wrap that is just, it's so snug. This possum fur is extremely warm. I had a big day yesterday and I think I hadn't really factored that into my intentions for today. I wrote a lot last night and was up quite late. I think writing late and then cycling home really wakes me up. And so I wasn't really able to go to sleep until about midnight. So I'm still not fully into this mofo, dark mofo festival. But I did, before I went to my writing cave last night, I did go down to the docks and have a look at the lights. That was a really a good thing to do. And so over the next couple of days, I will upload photographs of that little excursion. It's lovely having a bike for that because you can go the extent of the docks in a very short time. And it's sort of easy to get off and take photographs or just stop and stare. I've now got my gloves on, which is really, we're still waiting for my fingers to come back. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit later and see how my day now unfolds, this new and different day. It's 3:30 and the sun is very low in the sky for this, the second shortest day, or so they say. Yes, the second shortest day. And I'm about to go out and bring in my washing, see how limp it is on the line. It has been a lovely day, and a little breeze, but I'm not sure that it's coming in the right direction.
Wondering how that ride out to Mona went. There's another ride tomorrow night on the mountain for the solstice itself, so it's going to be a midnight bike ride, and I must say that's even more tempting but even more impossible than the ride I was anticipating today, partly because my bike is really an urban bike rather than a rough road bike, and partly because of my arm. I mean, probably that's the main part. But also, it's quite a way just to get to the foot of the mountain, and I suspect my battery would run out, so it would be tricky. But let's say I love the idea of it. I think it's a fantastic idea, so I do hope they all have a good time. And I will find a way of celebrating myself. Most people celebrate the shortest day because it means the longer days are coming. I shall celebrate the shortest day because it is the shortest day and the best day of the year. I'm just going to make a gushing sound. I'm filling my kettle because I'm going to have a cup of tea in a minute, a pot of tea. I've just had a bit of a cycle, just a sort of short one, to get my shopping, and so I went to one end of the crescent and a bit beyond for one lot of shopping, and then the other end of the crescent for the other bit of my shopping. And I've bought some very, very smelly cheese, which I haven't done for a long time, but I do love smelly cheese. So I think, I'm just wondering when to have it. It doesn't really go with afternoon tea. So I might have to think about that. I think I'll have my tea first and allow for a little time before the smelly cheese, but I don't really want to be eating it late in the evening. Well, here goes. I wonder how they're faring, these limp-looking clothes. It has been sunny. It's funny, the forecast was for overcast for all day. And well, and there's kind of thin level of cloud, but it's so thin that you can see the blue. So it wasn't one of those heavy overcast days at all. But yes, my tights are dry. But I think that is it. I think I've got a dry handkerchief. That's nice. But I think everything else is going to have to find a spot indoors. Just a bit of a bore, really. Never mind. I wonder what you've been doing this day today, either the day before the longest day or the day before the shortest, depending on which part of the world you're in. And are you going to be celebrating that midpoint when we're most opposite in our weathers, and perhaps also our state of being? I've been having such a nice time with my writing recently, and it feels like a good winter occupation. I was writing with four other people last night, and everyone was very quiet, and you could just hear us all sort of typing, not furiously, but
everyone felt as if they were really engaged with what they were doing. And it was lovely. Very nice atmosphere. Well, tomorrow I'm hoping that there'll be a cave at my place, just with one other. So I've done a bit of writing today, mainly just going through what came out yesterday, and I'm working out where I need to go, what I need to explore more. Because I think from tomorrow onwards I want to be writing a scene again. I want it to be as clearly the right thing as possible, as in making sure that it's heading where I need it to head, which means making sure I know where that is. I think it's interesting. I'm talking to you and I'm bringing the washing in at the same time, and so my thoughts are sort of penduluming between the two, and that I know that there aren't that many weeks when I can't get my clothes dry, but I think this is one of them. Sorry, I just dropped my trousers onto you, onto the podcast. It really, the sun does go in very, very early now. So yeah, and I guess there just isn't enough time in the day for the washing to dry. But it's a small price to pay for a lovely, cool, short day and a lovely, long, cozy evening. My garden is an absolute disgrace. But there's absolutely nothing I can do about it at the moment, so a disgrace it will stay. There. There. Oh, how lovely. How lovely. I will hang them about the house and then have my tea. I hope that you've had a good day today, engaged with whatever is most important to you. I hope that you've had time to experience the outside world in some form, and find something new and however tiny that has really caught your eye, some detail, catching the detail, can give me such pleasure. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.